Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I want to bring forth the question, is the past still dictating your future? So I want to ask you, and I invite you to inquire in yourself as you listen to this episode, is there any ways in which I am allowing my past to dictate where I'm going right now in this moment? So let's say if we're talking about the fact that you desire a relationship in your life and that relationship might not be here yet. Are you deciding that that relationship is really far away? Are you deciding that it's not going to happen for me because it hasn't happened yet? Are you deciding that relationships just don't work out for me, so I don't see them working out in the future? So it's natural that our minds, our ego minds especially, hold on to the way that things have been in the past and create a construct. And it's easy for us to decide that based on what we've learned about our reality or the way that life has been from the past, that we make a somewhat unconscious decision that that's the way that it's going to be in the future. But I'm here to remind you that the past doesn't exist. The past is something that happened, but it's not actually happening in this present moment. It's not actually existing in this present moment. And in fact, the future doesn't exist. The future is a construct. So I know we're getting a little bit spacey here, but stay with me. So if, as you think about the present moment right now, you listening to this podcast, your past, no matter how heavy, no matter how dense it may feel, it actually doesn't exist in this moment. It's something that happened. There are ways in which it exists in the mind if you bring that forth into the present moment, but it's not actually happening right now. And since then, whatever incident that might be being illuminated in the past right now, since then, you've grown and evolved from that past, right? You're in the present moment right now, which is a continuous unfolding of the now. The future is something that hasn't happened yet, which means that in the present moment, you always have the opportunity to dictate your future. You have the power and the freedom of conscious choice to choose moment to moment that the past does not define you, moment to moment that the past is not what's going to happen in the future. In fact, it would be impossible for the past to happen in the future because change is the only constant. Change is continuously happening in our realities. So in that, you can pull your power back. You can decide, listening to this podcast right now, and just thinking about the fact that the past doesn't exist, that it doesn't get to dictate your future any longer. So if we're thinking about the example of a relationship, maybe you've been single for quite some time. I can use the example, like I was single for a very long time. I had situationships, which collected a lot of evidence that relationships just didn't seem to work out for me, or they never seemed to get to that next level that I desired, which was partnership. But I find myself in the here and now in a beautiful, loving relationship. And what that required of me to get there was deciding that just because the past has been that way, it doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be. Because the past has been that way, perhaps it means that I haven't actually met the person that I'm supposed to be in a relationship with. Perhaps if I let go of the past and just keep deciding, yes, that's meant for me, it's going to happen for me, I'm willing to see things differently, I'm willing to do the work, that I created and that I continuously create an open space for a deepening of love, a deepening of partnership, a deepening of all connections in my life. It is from the present moment that we're able to access the state of openness to attract that of which we desire into our realities. As long as we're not choosing the past and we're choosing openness, we can create miracles. We can create blowing our own mind type of results. Now, I'm going to give you another example here. Let's say it's finances. Let's say you've made a certain amount of money for the past couple of years and you're desiring to make more money. But because you've made a consistent amount of money, you can't really imagine making more, or you don't know the how. All you have to do is just decide, I'm willing to see things differently. I'm willing to see opportunities. I am opening myself up to seeing different ways in which money can be created by me. I'm open to inspired ideas of ways that I can be of service to welcome in more finances, more abundance into my reality. I'm open to money finding me. Just because I've made a certain amount of money in the past has nothing to do with the amount of money that I'm going to make this year, right? So it's in these subtle yet extremely powerful shifts in the present moment reality that we can start to open ourselves up to completely new paradigms. In the last episode of Note to Self, I talked about the journey of becoming into being. If you haven't listened to that episode, it will definitely complement this one as I'm speaking into that journey now. We are becoming our greatest versions all the time, but it takes us really recognizing that the past has nothing to do with where we're going. We create our own meanings. We create a space of openness. We create our reality by the stories that we tell ourselves about who we are. If you're ready to do a deep dive into your journey of being and explore all different levels, such as health, abundance, wealth, and happiness, I would love to invite you into my latest mastermind, which is beginning tomorrow, March 12th. There's still time to join. If you're listening to this podcast a little bit later and you're like, I'm in, this is exactly what I need, know that I will welcome you in with open arms. We are about to go on an incredible 4-month journey together, which is going to be an acceleration in your reality, really integrating confidence and knowing and a release of the past. No longer letting the past dictate who you get to be in the future. Wherever you find yourself, I'm sending you so much love. And remember this, remember that the past doesn't exist. So if there are thoughts, intrusive thoughts or doubts that enter your mind that just have to do with the past, just remind yourself that's not right now. That's not what's going to happen for me. And I have the power to choose differently. And if you're ready to accelerate that journey by having accountability and focusing on conditioning new thought patterns, new ways of being, then the law of being and I myself as your core energy coach am waiting for you. Sending you so much love and a big hug, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.